One job came along. He was working as to help a picture framer frame paintings because he was interested in the paintings. So, and this was the time of the what was called the Northwest Visionary School of Painting in Seattle. And an ethnomusicologist happened to come by one day where he was playing the sitar in an art gallery for $5 a night to interpret paintings. Someone got the idea, and he agreed to it. Of course, $5, why not? So the professor said, well, won't you come and lecture to my class on primitive music of the world? Mm-hmm. And he did. But he had a great deal of trouble putting that lecture together.
Where was this class?
University of Washington.
Okay.
And
what did he mean by primitive music? Well,
that's what Nazir said the course was called, and I haven't really been able to verify that. The son of the professor thinks that the course was actually at least later called folk music of the world or something like that. But
so this was the 50s?
Yes, 53. And so he delivered this lecture, which was recorded.
Ethnomusicology as a discipline has had it.
There was no department, but the concept.
Was comparative musicology. That's at right. That time, was it?
Yes, but Jaap Kunst had invented the word ethno-musicology.
Right.
And so that's how Nazir came into it when he came to England, and Baca was a very close friend of Kunst's. So the two of them were kind of like the figureheads of ethnomusicology.
No, but before he comes to SOAS, mm-hmm. some other things have happened. The reason why he comes to SOAS.
Yes, from Karachi, mm-hmm. he received a communication from his brother, Rafiq Ali Jarazboy, who was an art historian, who said, why are you studying music in Karachi now, when the greatest scholar of Indian music is in London, Arnold Baca? And so he went to London to present himself at SOAS. At first, he wasn't too welcome because he didn't know Sanskrit. You can't study Indian music if you don't know Sanskrit, is what the chair of the department said. But Baca said, no, never mind, I'll teach him Sanskrit, don't worry. So he read Sanskrit with Baca.
Oh.
Yes, okay. That's how he learned.
And then he formally joined the course.
Yes.
What was the course? It was a course in musicology.
Indian music.
It was a course in Indian music.
Yeah, and he became Baca's assistant also. And eventually became his colleague on the faculty and collaborator, in the sense that they were going to write a book together with John Marr about a survey of India's music, all of it.
Yes.
And Baca's lacunae were Nazir's assignment on the 1963-64 field trip.
Okay.